I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
You know when you're getting like text messages from a number you don't know?
I wish that happened to me more.
Yeah, when this happens to somebody, we do get pretty excited, but it's never happened to us.
My wife had a D-pic sent to her from like...
No!
No! I what? Didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, it was years ago, and we were sitting at dinner with her parents. Yeah. And she was like, oh, my God. So I took a picture of a fried pickle and sent it back to him.
No! Wow! Yeah.
All right, well, I'm not getting anything that exciting.
Okay, what are you getting?
So unfortunately.
Are you getting texts from a wrong number?
I'm getting texts from a wrong number, and I have been for a minute.
Oh, how long's a minute?
We're going on, this relationship is going on like 3 years.
What? Orphan! Oh my God, this is our wildest dream!
That means that you've been keeping it going.
Okay, at first I thought it was funny. So I wanted
it is
to like,
funny.
Okay, so the first text message that they ever got from this person.
What was the date?
November 29th, 2018. It says, what date would be good for Christmas dinner?
Oh my God,
this is the perfect.
I asked, what are you planning on cooking?
Okay.
And this person responded, I have a staff for that somewhere.
Whoa!
I don't know what I just rolled into here.
Daddy Warbucks?
I have a staff for Christmas dinner?
Yeah, okay. So I don't know why I decided to talk to this person, but I was probably bored. So I said, I'm thinking a little before the holiday would be nice. Keep things festive through the season.
Okay.
And then he hits me back and says, sounds good.
How do you know it's a he?
I will settle on an evening soon. Signed, Dad.
Oh! Okay. Orphan, this was somebody's dad?
Well, I mean, it was somebody's either mom, dad, sister, brother. It was somebody's somebody.
You don't invite somebody to Christmas dinner that doesn't mean
exactly something
to you. Exactly. So, okay, so now I feel kind of bad.
Gavin, don't.
Because somebody didn't show up for Christmas dinner after they talked about keeping things festive through the holidays.
Okay,
so
true.
Speaking of, the next text message that I got was on December 9th. That said, everything okay? ?
Oh my God.
Signed, on what date?
Signed Dad, December 9th.
So it's leading up to the holidays, and Dad has not heard back from
to be fair,
son
the last,
and or daughter.
The last text that Dad sent us was, okay, I'll look at for some dates.
Yeah, he needs to hire staff.
Okay,
and then we didn't hear from Dad about dates.
That's
so.
True. That's a good point. Okay.
So then I...
And the dad clearly doesn't know his child's phone number.
I know.
So this is an estranged relationship.
Okay, so then at that point, I kind of have mercy. And I'm like, I'm just not going to respond.
Okay.
So I didn't respond at all.
Okay.
I was just out.
After you chose not to respond after dad sent, is everything okay?
That's
when you do respond
point, and
say, yeah, just feeling blue or something
or
like that.
Or things are great. How are you?
Too busy.
Yeah.
Something like that to let him know that you're alive.
Working on my novel.
Right. Almost at black belt.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I did not respond.
Okay.
I didn't know what to say. At this point, I was too deep. So I don't hear from Dad for a little while.
Do the holidays pass?
The holidays have passed now.
Oh, Orphan.
And now it's March.
And oh, my God.
I get a random YouTube link from Dad.
Okay.
And apparently it's like some Star Trekky. So they must be like Trekkies. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or at least Dad is.
I don't respond.
I still
don't respond. Then October 29th of 2019.
Oh, my God.
I get a picture of some sign, and he texts me and he says, I'm here in front of the sign. This next door sign is funny. and it's an address. It's 100 Sutter. And we looked it up, and it 100 Sutter.
Let's see.
In San Francisco.
How do you know it's San Francisco? Does the sign say San Francisco?
It doesn't say San Francisco, but the number, the area code that it's sending from is for a 415.
Okay.
And that's the Bay, and I mean, there is a Sutter Street.
Okay.
Oh, in San that's Francisco. True.
I still don't respond. Here's the update. He leaves me alone through the pandemic. Then I get something on, this is recently, I get something on April 25th of this year. How's work going?
So he's back.
He's back.
Have you responded?
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, at this point I said, you have the wrong number, my friend.
Your name is Orphan Andrew. You need a dad.
That's a great
this
point.
This was a great opportunity.
I said, you have the wrong number, my friend. He responded and said, is this Andrew?
And you said, yes.
It is Andrew.
I said, not the Andrew you're looking for.
Like he said, what was the question he texted you in April?
How's the work going?
How's the work going?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You could have said anything. Like, fantastic. We're on the verge of a breakthrough.
We launch in 3 days.
Right. We found the T-Rex skull.
The treasure turned out to be real.
I wish it wasn't so hot here. I mean, you could have said anything.
We're 50,000 leagues under the sea right now.
Loads and loads and loads of intriguing responses.
He responded, looks like the info is messed up. I will reset the thing. Thanks.
What a dad response.
What a dad response.
I'll reset the thing.
He could have been our rich dad.
You're such a jerk.
This is why you need us.
You need us so badly.